Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Paycom Software, a leading provider of cloud-based human capital management HCM software. Paycom's platform offers a comprehensive suite of HR and payroll services, helping organizations manage everything from talent acquisition to employee engagement. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the HCM and software sectors. Let's dive in.
Paycom Software has established itself as a key player in the HCM software market. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases lie? Confirmation bias and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and customer engagement strategies.
Confirmation bias plays a significant role in Paycom's decision-making, especially in product development and customer engagement strategies. This bias might lead the company to focus on data and feedback that supports their existing platform features and development roadmap, potentially overlooking signals that suggest the need for new innovations or adjustments. While this focus on reinforcing what works helps maintain customer satisfaction and engagement, it may also limit Paycom's ability to introduce fresh ideas or appeal to new market segments who might be looking for different features or services. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where Paycom might prioritize features and marketing strategies that are based on recent trends or highly visible customer demands, potentially missing out on longer-term opportunities that are less obvious but could drive significant growth.
This focus on reinforcing successful features and responding to visible trends has helped Paycom build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent customer growth and engagement in the software sector.
Exactly. Paycom's emphasis on customer satisfaction and trend responsiveness has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the HCM software market. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new ways of engaging customers to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in an increasingly dynamic tech landscape.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Paycom Software. As a provider of HCM solutions that serve a diverse range of organizations, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Paycom given their role in providing HR and payroll solutions that are used by organizations across various industries and geographies. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive software solutions. A diverse workforce can help Paycom better understand the needs and preferences of different customer segments, leading to more effective and culturally relevant product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like tech and HCM, where understanding and addressing diverse organizational needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Paycom not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible technology. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Now, let's compare Paycom Software to other companies in the HCM and software sectors like Workday, App, and Oracle. How do Paycom's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Paycom's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the HCM and software sectors such as Workday, App, and Oracle, particularly in their approach to product development, customer engagement, and market adaptation. Paycom's emphasis on providing a comprehensive, user-friendly HCM platform appeals to investors looking for diversity in software solutions and customer engagement. Workday, known for its focus on financial management and HCM solutions for large enterprises, appeals to those interested in growth through integrated business management tools. App, with its extensive payroll and HR services, offers a more established approach to HCM, while Oracle's emphasis on enterprise software and cloud computing positions it as a leader in the broader technology market. Paycom's focus on balancing platform innovation with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on existing strengths in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Workday or Oracle, which have a broader focus on enterprise management and cloud computing, Paycom's strength lies in its ability to deliver a specialized, comprehensive HCM platform, which has allowed it to build a strong position in the market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Paycom, the focus on platform innovation and customer engagement provides a unique value proposition in the HCM software sector.
To sum up, Paycom Software's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Paycom's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.